It is Wednesday, August the 7th, and this is Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio. Hi, I'm George Prentice in for Gemma Gaudette. The recent shootings in California, Texas, and Ohio have moved the national debate over firearms back to the front burner. And President Donald Trump is visiting Ohio and Texas today. This after the president suggested that lawmakers considered so-called red flag legislation. Journalist Heath Drusen and his colleagues with Guns and America have been bringing us what most of us can agree that we need most right now, and that is fact-based, in-depth reporting on this issue. And Heath joins us in studio. Welcome back, Heath.
Thanks. Great to be here.
So let's start with the president and what he had to say this week.
Yeah, you know, President Trump, I think, surprised a lot of people by coming out after these shootings and actually supporting some gun control measures. And I think we have some tape of him and explaining exactly what he does support.
We must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process. That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders.
President Trump, in what appeared to be some written remarks. So, Heath, help us out with that for a layperson. What is he talking about when we hear red flag laws?
Right. So there's some jargon in there. And a red flag law or extreme risk protection order, what that is it allows a family member, law enforcement, or a third party to report when they suspect somebody is a threat to themselves or the public. And then they go and they go before a judge. And if the judge deems that to be credible, they can have their firearms confiscated temporarily until that crisis is over. And a lot of times people think of mass shootings when we're talking about this now, but a lot of times that is used when somebody, when a loved one is worried about someone committing suicide.
And can this be at any level, a county level, a state level, a federal judge?
So it depends. These are generally state laws. Okay. So there are several states that already have these laws on the book. There's no federal statute right now. So it varies state by state.
So it's something that the state legislature could take up.
Absolutely. Yes, these laws were passed by state legislatures. And in some cases, in some conservative states. However, when we're talking about Idaho, I'm not sure I see an appetite for something like that at the state level here, at least right now.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the reaction to this, particularly from some Trump supporters.
Yeah, that's right. There's some very staunch Trump supporters, at least traditionally since he's been elected, who were really taken aback by this and some real feelings of betrayal. Including here in Idaho, we've got Idaho Second Amendment Alliance President Greg Pruitt, who took to his Facebook page to really blast the president.
We are going to do everything that we can to stop President Trump and the Senate Republicans from ever implementing this.
Then that was Greg Pruitt right after the speech, right after the president's speech. He was ready for it, and he really pulled no punches in saying that despite this president being someone who was seemingly dependable before on gun rights, now, you know, whoever is supporting laws like that, they are going to oppose. And he really predicted some doom and gloom for the president. He predicted it would give him trouble in 2020. Mm-hmm. And he urged his supporters to try to get the president to change his mind.
Very declarative. I'm assuming that there are other voices such as his around the country.
Yes. So he's part of a group of gun rights activists who kind of call themselves No Compromise. They're loosely affiliated around the country. They see the NRA as too soft. Mm-hmm. So they're very,
wow.
They're hardline gun activists who believe that pretty much any gun regulations are an infringement on the Second Amendment. And what you heard was very indicative of other groups' presidents often taking to Facebook Live, mm-hmm, to tell their members, hey, mobilize, get on this, tell your local representatives.
And that's who they're talking to, right?
Exactly.
Is their choir.
That's right. And they've got pre-written, messages that you can send to your senator, send to your congressperson. It went beyond just complaining about it. I also spoke to the president of the Ohio Gun Owners, which is one of these groups. And I asked him, I said, okay, so if President Trump, who you've supported all this time, if he signs a red flag bill, will you still vote for him in 2020? And his answer was surprising.
Absolutely not. I'd walk away from him in 2 seconds.
Wow. I would imagine Trump's or some of his staunchest supporters, everything is political inside the Beltway. So let's talk about 2020. What's the fallout or possible fallout of that?
What's interesting about where Chris Doerr, the man you just heard from, is from, what's interesting about it is he's in Ohio, which is a battleground state, as we know. And it's also next to Michigan and Wisconsin, close to Pennsylvania. These are kind of the Midwest and Rust Belt states that were key to Trump's victory. And there's a lot of people who hold gun rights near and dear to their heart. Now, this group certainly doesn't represent the majority of Americans' opinions. There's polls that show broad support for red flag laws. There's polls that show broad support for expanded background checks. However, the margins of victory for Trump in these states were pretty low, especially when we're talking about Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania.
It's not as if they're going to campaign for or even vote for a Republican, though. But there is the possibility of them not showing up, right, at the polls.
That's right. It would surprise me very much if any of these guys came to the polls and voted for a Democrat. But it would not surprise me if some of them stayed home. And that's exactly the sort of specter that these guys are raising. They're saying, these guys were motivated to come out and vote for you because you said you'd protect the Second Amendment. And now that they see that, they see him as backtracking, they're saying maybe they won't come out at all. Maybe they'll just sit home. And certainly with the margins so razor thin in some of these states, it could have an effect.
It has been interesting to watch you work this week, unfortunately, in the shadow of these tragedies. You have worked, quite frankly, overtime, you and your colleagues. But this is what we need. This is information we need. Can I ask you just for a moment to talk a little bit about Guns in America and the initiative and what you and your colleagues do on a daily basis?
Yeah. Guns in America, we explore the role of guns in American life. And that can be anything from these tragedies that we've seen this weekend and trying to unpack them and put them in context and look forward and see, you know, what comes next, be it legislatively or the recovery of the survivors, to stories about hunting, stories about gun culture. So we really look at try to look at all aspects of firearms in American life, because the U.S. is very unique in the number of guns that we have and the looseness of our gun laws when it comes to the developed world. And certainly we're at a moment right now, especially as we're seeing all this proposed legislation and some bipartisan support for it. We're at a moment right now where, you know, we might be at a tipping point where the laws change. And certainly there's going to be people who have very strong feelings on all sides of that debate.
And at this time, it's essential reporting. And Heath, you'll have a special feature for us tomorrow on Morning Edition. I know that. And of course, all of your coverage is available on our website. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Thanks, George.
He's Heath Drusen. This is Idaho Matters. And coming up next, we have a young lady who is going to change the world. And can't wait to introduce her to you.